Technology helping out UT Martin grads. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. With colleges across the state out for the summer, some students are entering the workforce for the very first time as college graduates. And Dr. Jim Byford, the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Applied Sciences at the University of Tennessee at Martin, says students there graduate with a well-rounded education that equips them for success in the ag industry.
We're going to continue to provide what we think the ag industry needs in terms of the way we educate our students. And basically is to give them a broad base in agriculture, but an opportunity to specialize in a number of areas. But it's also to give them a strong science and technology background, but give them a lot of hands-on experience while they're going to school.
Now, Martin graduated 60 students this May out of the over 500 students enrolled in the ag program, and Byford says the trend hasn't changed much recently. Most students enter in ag business.
Interestingly, though, I'm beginning to see, and it hadn't tested out in numbers yet, but I'm beginning to see a lot of interest in the biofuels. And, in fact, we're about to put together a track in biofuels.
And Byford says students can take advantage of this new trend in agriculture this fall, which should feed into the new ethanol plant being built in Obion County. But biofuels aren't the only hands-on activity for UT Martin students. Byford says an outdoor lab facility has enriched the learning of all students.
We've been able to convert this land over here to a hands-on teaching center. And a great many of our students actually not only learn in the classroom during labs at that center, but we've got all kinds of enterprises going on.
And that teaching center is offering hands-on learning in row crops, livestock, and aquaculture. Some great things going on in agriculture at UT Martin. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.